he takes for granted that we are not angels. He said, if men were angels, we would need no government. And if government were peopled by angels, if you will, if angels governed men, then we would not need checks and balances. But as it is, neither of those things is the case. We have people governing people, and therefore we need some way of limiting power. So how is that going to happen? Well, we have to give people, those who are in power, so the president, the various members of Congress, and the judiciary, we have to give them both the incentives and the constitutional means to protect their own turf, if you will, and to prevent any other part of government from infringing on their turf. So he took for granted that we are not angels, and he said, so what is our nature? Well, our nature is to seek power, and this is attested to in every period of history and in every place in history. Our nature is to seek power. Well, we need to have these power seekers using their ambition against other power seekers' ambition as they protect their own turf. And this is what makes our government a self-limiting government. And it really is the genius of it. Rather than thinking, well, if we put the right system in place, all of our goodness will come out and we will be able to live in perfect harmony because we've been freed to do all of our goodness. No, it's using the fact of our evil ambition in a way to limit other people's evil ambition.